to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Thanks for joining me. Morning Devotions. It seems that some people are all about doom and gloom, a bit like Eeyore, the sad little donkey in Winnie the Pooh, who was always pessimistic and gloomy. He couldn't see anything positive in life. Now, these people are not the happiest people to be with. Bit of a wet blanket. But what can you do with people who are always gloomy? You can listen to their complaints, that's a good start, but they can drag you down too. After all, everyone has a bad day from time to time, but negativity itself can be contagious. A negative person is not a good choice to turn to when you're feeling down. So when you do engage with them, use non-committal language. Acknowledge their comments without endorsing what they're saying. You can agree with them as far as you can and rephrase their complaints. You can't change the personality, but you might neutralize this toxic outlook. Now, it can be hard going living with a gloomy, negative person because the only person whose happiness you can control really is your own. You can remain positive when dealing with negative people. But don't fool yourself into thinking you can cheer them up or change their mind. Instead, provide a sympathetic and non-judgmental ear. When I say the word gloom, maybe you think of a dark, wet, windy day where there's no sun. And weather does affect our moods and attitudes. Some days appear gloomy, don't they? And then there's that person who is gloomy, sad, pessimistic, might be part of their personality or the way that they are inclined or their temperament. And we can become worn out and we need to remind ourselves that the sun will shine again, even if it's only for a few minutes at a time. We live in a society now where a high value is placed on being positive. And yet sometimes this simply isn't possible. People find themselves facing sadness. Often our co-workers or family will say, "Why don't you cheer up? Be positive." You probably need to identify what it is that's making you sad. Surround yourself with people who make you happy and remind yourself that life is a long journey filled with good moments and bad moments, and we need to stay close to significant other people, those who love and care for us, and sometimes this needs to be others, not just our immediate family, people who will help us, people who listen and love and give us a point of reference and guard us from distorting reality, give us a warm, secure sense of how to relate to the world. Focus on the good moments, and you might find yourself feeling better without realizing it. I'm sure each of us have gloomy moods or moments from time to time as part of the human condition, but when that feeling stays a long time, then that's another matter. A professional counselor would be a good step, but there is another help, and that's trusting in a personal, loving God. God can chase away the gloom and sadness for you and give you a deep sense of joy and peace. The Bible is full of people who felt despondent at times, and isn't it comforting to know that others before us have felt like we do? King David wrote plenty of psalms expressing his feelings. Psalm 55 verse 2, "Why, O my soul," he says, "are you downcast? Why are you so disturbed within me? My thoughts trouble me and I'm distraught." There's another fantastic Bible verse in Psalm 34. "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." If the feelings of gloom are persistent in your life, seek help. Try praying to God. And this is not some God who operates at a safe distance away. This is a God who hears you when you cry for help and rescues from your trouble. Jesus said he gives us a peace that's difficult to understand in human terms. In John chapter 8, he explained his mission with these remarkable words, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you'll have the light that leads to life." Many years ago, John Clements wrote a hymn that's not sung much today, but the words are, "Come in, O Lord, and drive out the gloom and make my heart a sunlit room. Chase all the shades of night away, make it bright and light as day." Heavenly Father, there are gloomy days. Sometimes, Lord, that's how I feel. But Lord, help me to be able to overcome that with your sense of joy and your peace and your purpose, so that I can have a positive influence on others. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.